News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Fein's manifesto is a week late and even weaker on supporting households and businesses, so says the Minister for Finance, Fianna Fáil's National Director of Elections and, of course, candidate for Dublin West, Jack Chambers. Jack, what's your problem with the Sinn Féin manifesto?
Good morning, Shane. Well, look, I'm seriously concerned with the proposals from Sinn Féin. I think it's a recipe for recklessness whereby Sinn Féin would raid Ireland's future and put at serious risk the public finances. One of the main areas that we've tried to advance in the last 4 years and indeed in our manifesto from a Fianna Fáil perspective is to protect the economic progress that Ireland has made. And we've established two funds, the Future Ireland Fund and the Infrastructure, Climate and Nature Fund, which is to give that buffer of certainty to the public finances in the long term. And Sinn Féin's central economic proposal is to raid those funds and cut the contributions to the funds, which I think would seriously undermine the economic progress for our country. But they've also proposed higher levels of taxes on the Irish people. And I think it would seriously undermine the economic model that has delivered record levels.
Minister, with respect, is it a little bit rich for you to be criticising Sinn Féin for recklessness? Certainly, if the fiscal councillor to be believed, you have acted recklessly. You set up a rule of not increasing spending beyond 5%. You've broken that rule in every year of government. You mentioned the funds you've set up. The fiscal council say you haven't put enough money into them. I mean, they've effectively accused you of being reckless.
Well, absolutely not, because if you look at by the end of next year, we'll have nearly 16 billion in the two funds that we've established. And by the end of the decade, we, in our proposals in our manifesto, we've set out that we want to have 50 billion put aside in the two funds, and that's
again,
making sure
Ireland's economic future. 50 billion. They sound like huge sums, but the reality is we are getting huge sums of money that we don't know if it's going to continue to exist. We got 15 billion from Apple as a one-off payment. The reality is, if those taxes disappeared, we'd be plunged into deficit overnight.
And that's my central point. And that's why one of the priority areas of the Fianna Fáil manifesto is to ensure that the windfall nature of corporation tax, that we set a significant percentage of that aside for the Future Ireland Fund so that we protect Ireland's economy. And that's why I'm raising serious concerns with the Sinn Féin manifesto, because they're spending those windfall receipts rather than putting the money aside.
You're doing a good job on spending yourself, and you're doing a good job on narrowing the tax base yourself, the two accusations you're levelling at Sinn Féin.
Well, if you look at Sinn Féin's proposals, they're looking at average spending of around 7%, far in excess of what we've set out in the Fianna Fáil manifesto. And central to our proposals is to fully fund the two funds that we've established, the Future Ireland Fund and the Infrastructure, Climate and Nature Fund. They're also playing with the competitiveness of the Irish economy. Much of the economic policy which has driven foreign direct investment and growth of Indigenous business, they want to impose €3.5 billion of extra taxation on Irish people right across the country. It's a huge gamble with the economic model that has brought prosperity.
Are you not undermining competitiveness with your inflationary budgetary approach? That's what the fiscal council say.
Absolutely not. And if you look at the approach we've taken in our budget, we've introduced a cost of living package, but also introduced a support package for business when it comes to the challenges that they face on a day-to-day basis. And okay, it's very marginal in the context of overall changes to inflation. And that's why I think people going to work this morning will be seriously concerned with the economic harm that these Sinn Féin proposals would set out. We're a few days out from the general election, and we have a very serious risk to the economic model, which we need to protect. We need to protect the employment that we've seen grow over the last 4 years, 500,000 more people working. And also in a world that is much more uncertain, where we've got potentially tariffs and changes to international trade.
Okay, and I think we have your point on that.
Economic model that people have seen growth from the Irish economy.
Okay, just two quick things to ask you about before we let you go, Minister. Can I get your response to the pledge in the Sinn Féin manifesto to commission a review into RTE's objectivity? Your take on that.
I have to say I was shocked by this explicit reference in the Sinn Féin manifesto. It's a clear and outright interference in public service journalism. I think everyone is shocked by the images that we've seen in the Middle East, but to see Sinn Féin try and question the objectivity of our public service broadcaster as a matter of a central proposal in their manifesto is really worrying, and it shows that their impulse is to control the narrative, is to undermine independence of our media, and it's of serious concern to me. And I think we know their history of suing journalists, for example, so it's of serious concern and will have a chilling effect when it comes to public service journalism, and it's why we need to reject any attempt to have any political party question the objectivity of public service journalism.
Okay, can I also ask you about comments made? You are obviously Director of Elections for Fianna Fáil. Can I ask you about remarks made, quoted in the Irish Independent today by two of your candidates? One, your Longford Westmeath candidate, Dimple Cunniff, weighing in behind people campaigning against a centre for 1,000 asylum seekers in Athlone. She says, would you want your children walking to school adjacent to the coming and goings of 1,000 asylum seekers waiting background checks from countries dubbed high risk as per government documents? Another candidate, Sligo Leitrim candidate, Adele McSharry, describing the government's management of the migration crisis as reckless and irresponsible. Your response to that?
Well, I think candidates need to be very careful about their comments on migration and
they're clearly not being minister.
And that's why I'm around the country engaging with communities. Some people have raised in communities around our country the area of migration. What I would say in the first instance is we need to acknowledge in the context of 2.7 million people working in the Irish economy, the contribution that many people who've come here who are working in our hospitals, in our shops, in communities across our country. And what Fianna Fáil has set out in our manifesto is a different approach on how we believe this should be managed for the future, with the new Department of Domestic Affairs, where we have a much greater focus on integration and supporting communities.
Yeah, but you're not really answering the question, though, in relation to the candidates. Like what one of them, again, quoting Dimple Cunniff, wandering about with their cracked screen Huawei's looking for free Wi-Fi.
That type of language is not something that I said candidates need to be very careful with
will they be spoken to? Will they be reminded
the
about
party
that?
Will engage the party will engage with the respective candidates on comments like that, and we're very clear in the proposals we've set out on the wider management
of
migration.
Do you condemn those comments?
I would not make those comments myself, and I think candidates need to be careful in how they comment on issues that are sensitive like this.
Okay, so the organisation does plan to speak to both of those candidates about those comments.
Absolutely.
Okay. All right. Listen, thank you for talking to us. Minister for Finance, Fianna Fáil, National Director of Elections, and candidate for Dublin West, Jack Chambers. Thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.